Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys are hitting us up. Hey, Dukes and Bell. And follow us, by the way. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Here's a guy. What do you guys think about this? And the one name that continues to pop up, and I'm not poo-pooing this, but I have to tell you there are reasons why the Angels are not allowing Ron Washington to come back and manage. He's older than Snit, one, and he's coming off of quadruple bypass.
Right.
Ron, medically, and I'm not a doctor, needs to chill. He needs rest. He needs to relax and get his body right. Now, that doesn't mean that Ron Washington doesn't want to manage, because, in fact, I know he does. But if you're saying this is the answer to Snit, if it's that simple, Mike, great. And if the Braves want to do it, who wouldn't be in for that because of what he did here and how we loved right. him? But I just don't know if that's the answer. And the other part of this is, and again, I'm not an age-discriminate kind of guy because I don't want to do that to anybody.
Why do you hate old people?
But, Mike, if you're going to do this, you're only doing right. it for a couple of years.
That's it. You'd rather have somebody who's going to, you know, stick with the organization if possible. Dusty, I think, was 72 or 73 when he won with the Astros. Ron is 73. He'd be 74 in April. But again, dealing with, you know, all that comes with the last thing you want to do is the stress of being a baseball manager after coming up with a quadruple bypass at this stage of your life, to your point.
Yeah. So I want to put that out there because
I don't
know
care. He's old.
What about Ron Washington? I'd love to have Ron Washington, but the Angels just said he's not going to be our manager next year. And Ron told him he wanted to come back. So they're basically saying, hey, we're going to go in a different direction, which is fine. But I don't know if that's the answer here. All right, with that said, we'll talk more about the Braves, guys. Coming up a little bit later on this hour, the impact of our rookies is significant. And it's finally getting the kind of recognition that we had hoped. It's Dukes and Bell. Big O's behind the glass. He is our engineer. Of course, Day-Day, our executive producer. Let's get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
What's your best Braves memory while Brian Snicker was manager? Not during the Bobby Cox years. In the last nine, what stands out to you? Mike, you were at the game where Acuna hits the grand slam. It didn't right. win the series for us, but it was a moment. We had so many moments. Mike, was there a bigger moment than the Soler home run?
Man, again, we always joke around to Astros fans. I think he still hadn't landed, right? I mean, I was there for game five with my friends, with Steve from Red Door and Big Ray. And we were sitting up there on the Comcast like level. I was looking down on the flagpole. But it was just so great to be there. The great moments of clutch. See, that's the thing. That team was so clutch. The pitching was clutch. The night shift. I mean, when's the last time as a Braves fan, when that bullpen door opened up, you knew it was lights out? Matzik, remember that? Oh, my God. It was like, that guy was unhittable. I mean, there was so many great things about that series. But, okay, you show up at the ballpark, or you and I be on the radio in the afternoon. Okay, well, the lineup just came out. Rosario's batting second. Okay. Soler's batting. What?
It makes sense.
Every time he'd flip it, we're like, wow. You can't argue with the results. There's also the Freddie Freeman walk-off on the Brewers, the big home run. You know, so, I mean, you know, you've got, or it was in Milwaukee. They still had last ups, but last licks. But that was the game-winning home run. There were so many moments in that fall. But Snicker pressed all the right buttons. There's none of like Bobby Cox. What about the Lee Brand? Or why didn't he do this? There's none of that. There was none of that in that series.
Yeah,
And I got to be honest. Any of the postseason shortcomings, other than the, I mean, not. I would now guys say it would have been a bad look for the organization if we brawled with the Cardinals in the NLDS after they threw it at Acuna.
Why?
I disagree. I say it sets the tone for the organization. You're not going to get pushed around by Schilt, who was the manager, then moved on to the Padres. That was a complete disrespect and punk move. They're up by 10 runs, and they throw your best player. That's my only drawback. The stuff that went on with Mattingly. Mattingly can say, so I don't know if Snickers, being so old school, hated this new Jack baseball stuff and for whatever reason didn't support Ronald. I'm not saying that was the case, but I just sometimes felt he never had his back.
Yeah, it's funny because O just mentioned to me, and he's right, the night shift guys was a thing of its own, right? And when we look back at this World Series 20 years from now, we're going to be like, man, that bullpen was so dominant. Will Smith he was 7-for-7 in every appearance, didn't blow a save. And it was like when we picked these guys up, and if you guys don't remember, Double A's approach was, I'm going by committee. He went out and got a couple of guys that could close,
right?
And it was like, well, who's the closer? Well, it depends on the night. But the night shift was so incredible, man, when we went to the World Series. And that's just one of those things, like, when we start talking about the legacy of Brian Snicker and all of these winning seasons, I mean, up until this year, guys, really, you could talk about nothing but winning for Brian Snicker. And he's had some moments. His teams have had some moments.
Now, Will Smith did give you heart attacks, you know, as you're closer to your point.
Sure.
But, you know, and honestly, most of the closers that Snicker had to work with did give you heart attacks. We had Kenley Jansen at the end of his career, Iglesias, the Luke Jackson phenomenon. Although, again, in 21, all the stars aligned.
What's your favorite memory? Over the last nine, we're not going to go back all the way because we know there are moments from the World Series in the 90s, all the playoff runs. But while Snicker was manager, something we're talking about with you today here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As far as the next manager, again, guys, if we knew, we'd tell you. But we don't. And I don't know if they know, Mike, because if this was just a few weeks ago, have they been working on this? Or were they sure that Snick was truly going to walk away? But I think once somebody says, I don't know what I want to do, you tell your boss, I don't know. I'm not sure if I want to be here. I might retire. I might not. You better start looking. So I'm hoping, Mike, they're ahead of the game here. But who is that guy? I don't know. And I said to Mike this morning, you know, this is where Alex Anthopoulos' experience, being in Toronto, being with the Dodgers, being in different places helps. Because, Mike, I don't think he just looks inward. I think he looks outward.
I had a guy say to me by my rationale that Snicker did more with less and that Bobby Cox did less with more. Yeah, because Bobby Cox had Cy Young Award winners, and he had Hall of Famers. And we've got one Hall of Famer, Freddie, and we'll see where Fried's legacy goes now with the Yankees. Go back and look. He says, you know, we just talked about the 2019 blowout. The pitching staff, Soroka, Teron, Fried, Fultonavich, okay? Dallas, Keuchel, and Gosman picked up. I mean, no, 2019, we had to go with Fulton. Now, again, could he have gone with Fried and maximize it, a younger Max Fried and make him the guy that gets more opportunities to pitch in that series? I can agree with you on that. But he didn't have the resources. That's what I'm saying. If you go look at the pitch, you can Google it or be searching Babe's pitching stats over the years. Look at, there's two good ones, and then there's three meh. Right, there's one excellent one, and there's one good one, and there's two or three meh. So that's something Snicker had to navigate the course of the season every year.
No doubt. Your thoughts are welcome, guys. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
We mentioned it, Falcons bye week. Let me hear Raheem Big O talking about if the team will make any schematic changes. Look, defensively, we've been pretty stout. I don't think there's any reason to go crazy and start trying to change things up. Offensively, Mike, do you want to change anything schematically?
You always want to study yourself. You always want to go out there and be able to look at those things. And obviously, you can add some things. You can take some things out. You can do better at some other things. So, like, you never want to say you don't want to add anything because always something that you want to add that you've been thinking about, you talked about over the last couple of weeks that you're like, hey, we won't put it in this week, but maybe do it during the bye. Some things you want to maybe explore a little bit and just talk about and think about. But it's definitely a chance to go back and look at everything that you've done from all three phases of the ball and find out what you can do better and what you can add to it or what you can take out, what you don't like. So, like, it's always a good time to look at those things and do those things. It don't really matter how early it is, but that's a nice four-week sample of some things you can do better.
Coaches have said it for years. We just never heard it as much when Mike Smith was here. Self-scout. we will self-scout. No, I mean, the trends. Arch brought this up yesterday. Dave Arch's conversation with us on Odyssey.com about the Bills will be watching how we use Bijan out in the wideout position. Or
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
As a wide receiver, and they'll probably react to that. But we certainly can use the athletes. Maybe Darnell Mooney, as we said, is not going to be 100%. Maybe he gets to that at some point. But Pitts, I mean, I just think you can double down on Kyle Pitts this year if they choose to.
I agree.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.